Cody Whitehair going to the Bears at 56, a guy that we talked about as far as offensive line depth is concerned. So Sua Cravens at 53, another guy to keep in mind, a guy who I thought might fit the Broncos well as at the linebacker spot, a very rangy guy out of USC. He's off the table, but overall, I think the defensive mindset has prevailed throughout this second round. We haven't seen many offensive guys. Christian Hackenberg is the only offensive guy, along with Boyd out of Pittsburgh, the wide receiver, the only two guys since we last left you that have been taken on the offensive side of the football. So very interesting to see that the defensive sentiment has prevailed throughout the draft.
Yeah, and we saw Mackenzie Alexander go. That was a guy that Mace had going second in the second round. Let's toss it over to Mace. And Mace, what are your thoughts so far here on the second round?
Well, as you can see, the remnants of my mock second round have been picked to shreds, quite frankly. I mean, we knew the Jets would pick a quarterback, just figured it would be Connor Cook now. There were some reports that they had Christian Hackenberg in, they liked him, but I don't get that pick, honestly. There were a lot of issues at Penn State, but usually NFL-caliber quarterbacks can overcome things like shaky offensive line, coaching change, etc. Hackenberg really didn't do that, so frankly, I don't understand that pick for the Jets at all. But hey, maybe it'll work out for him. Good for them. Anyway.
Good for you.
Yes. Anyhow, to pick up where we left off, A'shaun Robinson, he went at the 46th pick to the Lions. Michael Thomas, receiver, went to the Saints at number 47. Jason Spriggs, who we had down here, people thought maybe a potential Bronco tackle. He goes at 48 to Green Bay. Jaron Reed, finally, goes off the board. His slide stopped at number 49 when Seattle trade up to pick him. Number 50, that was Nick Martin from out of Notre Dame, the center. He goes to the Texans. The Texans and Falcons had a trade. Of course, Hackenberg at 51. Falcons, Deion Jones, linebacker. They went with him at number 52. Sua Cravens, I had him down here going to the Panthers. He ends up going to Washington at number 53. Mackenzie Alexander, as mentioned, number 54, going to the Minnesota Vikings. The Bengals get their receiver. Sterling Shepard was off the board. Tyler Boyd from Pitt on the board. They pick him. And then Cody Whitehair dropped from the first round in the second. Finally off the board to the Bears at number 56. And you have to think that Ryan Pace and John Fox are ecstatic about getting a first-round caliber interior lineman at pick number 56. And now the Steelers are making their pick. Or 57, sorry. I forgot, was T.J. Green to the Colts.
Now, right.
Don't forget about T.J. Green. No. Yeah. So, Mace, five picks until the Broncos are about to pick here. Who's best left on the board right now?
Well, let's see here. I mean, the Steelers went with Sean Davis number at pick 58, so you're seeing defensive backs go off the board. But really, there are some good safeties out there. Von Bell from Ohio State, he's still there. Kendall Fuller, the cornerback out of Virginia Tech, is still there. The ACL, maybe the medical rechecks, revealed some things that weren't known before. Perhaps that's hurting his stock. Jeremy Cash out of Duke, he's still on the board. I have them mocked to the Broncos at 63. Andrew Billings, the big defensive tackle from Baylor, he's still out there as well. So there's talent, and if you're looking for running backs, Devontae Booker, a very complete running back out of Utah, still on the board.
And we've just been updated with a trade, the Kansas City Chiefs trading out of the 59th spot, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers trading into that 59th spot. So the next team from the AFC West will, in fact, be your Denver Broncos, picking at number 63. So the Tampa Bay Bucs trading into that 59 slot. We just saw Sean Davis get drafted out of Maryland, the safety. Possibly a run on defensive backs, safeties here?
Yeah, and it looks like the Chiefs are stockpiling some picks here. Mm-hmm. Can they move back for a second time in this draft so they could be collecting some picks? But Mace's guy, Jeremy Cash, straight cash, homie, still available.
Straight cash. And we do have that pick in from the Tampa Bay Bucks, Robert Aguayo from Florida State, the kicker.
In the second round. You've got to be freaking kidding me. kicker.
He's the best kicker to come along in the draft in a long time here.
It's still, you traded up to get a kicker. It's too early for that.
We're going to have to hose down Mace here in a second. Oh, my goodness. You did not have, I guess, Robert in the second round.
I didn't have him in the third round either.
Oh, man. Now, Mace, but seriously, why take a kicker this early? You think about it, a guy like Mike Nugent, you know, from Ohio State did get drafted in those earlier rounds, but that's the last time that we've really seen that happen, isn't it?
Well, I think part of it is the Bucs have been through kickers like socks. You know, remember they brought back Connor Barth after the Broncos let him go, and he had a solid season. But, of course, we know he doesn't really have the distance on kickoffs. And he was replaced. Of course, you know, they had another kicker in earlier in the season before they brought back Barth. So, you know, I wonder what our friend Connor is thinking down there in Wrightsville Beach surfing.
How many times does a game come down right to the end where a kicker is asked to come out there and just nail one right through the uprights? Of course, you can find a guy later on or even an undrafted guy. But if you can find a reliable kicker, that's a valuable maybe a stretch here, though.
Yeah, it's a valuable asset. I think that you made a good point. How often does it come down to the last play? However, the Broncos showed that you can get good value at kicker off the street. Brandon McManus, not drafted. Yep. They pull him off of the street. A guy from Temple who kicked well. They see the potential in McManus. They bring him in, and he's worked wonders for them.
And that's kind of the template that a lot of smart teams take for finding kickers, either a very late-round pick like a seventh round or a guy like McManus that has been in a couple of camps. And he was with the Colts. He was with the Giants. So he learned things. He made some mistakes, got better, improved. And even after he came to the Broncos, was still kind of refining his craft. And certainly now the Broncos have their hands on a piece of gold. That seems to me a better way to find your kicker than not only using a fairly high pick, but then trading a couple picks to move up and take that. That's, you know, I'm baffled by that one.
Don't forget about Jason Elam, though. He was a third-round pick that he turned out to be pretty good.
Different era, different time. We know more about how to develop kickers than we did back in 1993.
And now we're at the 60th pick, and finally, the New England Patriots are on the clock.
Mace, what did you have as far as who was on that? You got Dixon over there at 60.
I got Dixon and Dodd. Of course, Dodd was off the board a long time ago. So
one thing I want to bring up really quickly is the fact that we don't have a lot of offensive lineman depth. And I was just checking the board right now. The highest-rated offensive lineman right now, according to NFL.com, LaRaven Clark out of Texas Tech. We've also got a guy that we talked about, Vidal Alexander out of LSU, somebody to keep an eye on. So a lot of the main guys, though, off the board.
Yeah, but I could still think the Broncos could go in that direction if they felt like there was a huge potential upside for one of those guys. Maybe a guy who would see some time at guard first, then move over to tackle later on. Maybe you use him on the right side a little bit. You never know what you can see in the potential of a guy, maybe if his technique isn't just solid.
And also you want to look for a guy who's a scheme fit, maybe a guy like Christian Westerman out of Arizona State who looks perfect for his own blocking scheme might be a fit here.
Okay, we will await that pick. The Patriots back-to-back picks, as Mace and Phil just mentioned. Another position that we talked about, defensive line. Looking at the list right now, the guys highest rated, Andrew Billings, Shalik Calhoun, Adolphus Washington, guys that a lot of those guys, Mace, you had in your second round mock.
Mm-hmm. So it just shows you the depth of defensive linemen when we're talking about all these guys going off the board, and there's still some talent there. And then you've got some talent going that could be third-day guys as well. So we'll see.
It'll be interesting to see what the Patriots do here. We're talking about teams that are really well-established at this point, you know, teams that don't have a lot of holes. Interesting to see where the Patriots go here, of course. A huge rival of the Broncos.
Well, yeah, I think Mays may be onto something. The New England Patriots really haven't had that bell cow back, if you will, in their backfield for quite some time, but they've made the most of it. You think about guys like Morris, guys like LeGarrette Blount, who have had success, not necessarily high draft picks for the Patriots, but guys that they have been able to plug in and really bite down and get a good average as far as the run game is concerned. So we will head to Chicago right now. Commissioner Goodell has that New England pick in his hand.
But here is the first New England Patriot pick of the draft. And it's Richard Seymour coming out to me.
To announce the New England Patriots selection, please welcome from the University of Georgia, selected sixth overall in 2001 by the Patriots, defensive lineman Richard Seymour.
You guys are far too kind. With the 60th selection in the 2016 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Cyrus Jones, defensive back, Alabama.
Cyrus Jones from Alabama, the pick from the Patriots, their first pick in the 2016 NFL draft. You saw there Richard Seymour actually making the pick for the New England Patriots, the three-time Super Bowl champ and Mace. Cyrus Jones, the Alabama run continues as we see yet again another defensive player from the Tide being taken.
Yeah, it tells you how good and how talented their defense was. It was kind of an interesting pick. I think a lot of people had him pegged as an early third-day guy rather than a round-two pick, and we'll see what they have next. And he's a converted receiver moving over to cornerback. You know, he's still learning how to be a cornerback. I think the Patriots are gambling on him, on projecting him and seeing where he is in a couple of years, seeing if he can use that athleticism to refine his technique.
The Patriots have back-to-back picks. They will be picking again at 61. We will bring that one to you momentarily. However, Mace, just to ask you a quick question about the fact of picking back-to-back. I know a lot of teams don't necessarily do it. However, it has become common here in this situation, especially with the addition of those compensatory picks. So what do you see as far as, you know, picking back-to-back, do you like that strategy? Most teams would trade out in this situation, wouldn't you think?
Maybe, but if you find two guys you like, you just go ahead and pick them right at that
point.
There
we just see it.
And if they can get their picks in expeditiously, it could speed up the process, and we're seeing it here. Patriots are lickety-split turning in their second card, and yeah.
And it looks like they traded to the New Orleans Saints. The New England Patriots trading out of that 61st pick and trading it to the New Orleans Saints. It looks like the Saints will get that 61st pick for the third round, 78th overall pick for the Patriots, and then the fourth round, 112th overall pick from the Pats. So the Saints pick up a couple of picks. Mace, how does that influence where you think Dodd will go? Or I'm sorry, not Dodd. You had Dodd. It slotted there. But how do you feel? How does this affect your mock draft?
Well, we'll see. I mean, they haven't. They address receiver with their second pick. Maybe they continue the little mini run on defensive backs we've seen here.
All right, the pick is in for the Saints. Let's head to Chicago to see who it is.
Actually, no, it's Scott Fujita. Good to see him. Scott Fujita out here now with the pick
to announce the New Orleans Saints selection. Please welcome, from the University of California, Berkeley, the Saints' 2009 Walter Payton Man of the Year, linebacker Scott Fujita.
And with the 61st pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Von Bell, defensive back from Will Smith's alma mater.
The Saints selecting Von Bell out of Ohio State, the Ohio State University. Of course, we've seen plenty of his teammates, Eli Apple, Joey Bosa, just to name a few. Mace, Von Bell was a guy that you had very early on in the second round. How does that influence what we're seeing here?
Well, I think it's just a value pick at this point. I mean, you go back a few weeks, you're talking about Von Bell maybe being a first-round pick, a late first-round guy, perhaps the best safety in the draft. I think the Saints are really excited to be able to get Bell at this point, and I think he's probably going to be a day one starter next to a Jarvis Byrd.
The Carolina Panthers are next on the board right now. Of course, they need a little bit of defensive back help. Speaking of defensive backs, of course, Josh Norman leaving there, going to the Washington Redskins. Mace, how do you feel the loss of Norman impacts their outlook for the secondary?
Well, they're going to look for some pieces to kind of fill in, but the thing is, the Panthers basically feel that it's pressure from up front that sets up what the cornerbacks can do. So there was reluctance all along from Dave Gettleman, their general manager, to pay Josh Norman. So even though it looks like they have a big need at cornerback, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to pick a cornerback. They could go defensive line, could go offensive line here too.